Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey everyone, welcome to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. You're spending the next hour with me, Jill Sullivan from Project Positive. Project Positive performs those extreme renovations for animal shelters in need. So we've got a great show today. I'm really excited to bring this info to you. We're going to be talking about some pretty informative stuff with Dr. Carol, as always, like holiday traveling tips, how to keep your pet safe over the holiday season. We'll also be talking with a chicken expert. Yes, I did say chicken expert. And learning some pretty amazing things about chickens. Before I get started, I want to remind everyone that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. We have over 15 locations in New England, best selection of high-quality pet food around, and that's one of my main reasons why Project Positive can renovate so many animal rescues in need. So please visit them at PetLifeStores.com. My first guest, as always, is the wonderful Dr. Carol, renowned veterinarian author, also a frequent guest on the Today Show, Good Day LA, Discovery's Animal Planet. And Dr. Carol's also been featured on USA Today, the LA Times, and prestigious New York Daily News. So I have to say each and every time, I can't believe she's sitting down and talking with me. So Dr. Carol, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jill. I'm delighted to join you and all of your pet-loving listeners.
Thank you so much. So we're going to be talking about some pretty current things. Like, so we got the holidays going on. For me, I feel like it's always kind of a stressful time. You know, I want to put the tree up, but all of those ornaments, you know, and what I've done, and I want to know if I'm right with this. I've taken out all of those wire pieces that I would hang my ornaments on with the tree, and I've replaced them with string. Because for some reason in my head, I'm thinking, this is not a good thing that I do not want my dogs to get a hold of. So can we talk about some of those things that we really need to be cautious about when it comes to putting up our decorations?
Absolutely. When it comes to decorating for the holidays, my suggestion is to try to decorate your home according to the age, activity level, and temperament of your pets as well as your children. Oh. So if you've got young, active kids and pets, homemade expendable ornaments are a great, safe family project. And you just started with a great tip. What can you use instead of those little pieces of wire to hang ornaments so that they're safe? And string is certainly one option. Red velvet bows instead of hooks would be another option.
Okay.
And kind of a pretty one. As far as ornaments, use non-breakable, pet-proof ornaments, or make homemade ornaments. What can you use? Well, you can use cardboard, plastic, dried non-toxic flowers, various kinds of fabric, wood, and even pine cones. And if you are tempted to use breakable ornaments, my suggestion would be to put them high up on the tree out of your pet's paw reach. Other decorating tips, you can use two-tone ribbon instead of garland, tinsel and angel hair. Remember, those are big no-nos with kitties.
Yes.
We call them linear foreign bodies, and that's because the cats like to nibble them up, and when they start going down the esophagus into the intestine, that angel hair and tinsel, it takes the intestines and it sort of accordionates them into a big string. So we call it a linear foreign body. And you don't want that because once the kitties nibble on it and swallow it, it does often cause an intestinal blockage, leads to vomiting and very costly abdominal surgery.
Oh my gosh. Not to mention pain.
Exactly. Another big one, your lights obviously should be UL approved. Make sure to turn them off when you're not at home and while you're asleep. Be sure your electric and electric cords, which are popular chew items for curious puppies in particular, you want to sort of hide them. Empty wrapping paper tubes, is a great way to hide them. And you can cover that up with some cute foil or just tape them securely to the floor. Mm-hmm. Be sure to buy pet-proof extension cords. If you've got a pet that's a nibbler, like a puppy, a little bitter apple or even a little Tabasco sauce, if you dab it on there, they'll get a taste of that, and hopefully that'll be the last taste.
Oh, good idea.
As far as candles and menorahs, they're fragrant. They're also very enticing, in addition to being a fire hazard. So put them up high, out of paw reach. And remember, the fumes are toxic to birds. So for those of you that may have birds in your home, remember that those fumes are toxic. And if you cook with Teflon, make sure that bird isn't in your kitchen, because those Teflon fumes are very toxic to birds, can actually be fatal. So you don't want that. As far as your aluminum foil and cellophane candy wrappers, they cause vomiting. They block intestines. Again, you want to keep them away from your pets.
Okay.
For those of you with toys and electronics that contain batteries, needless to say, batteries, if they're chewed on, they contain all kinds of corrosives, which can ulcerate your pet's mouth, tongue, and intestine. Which you obviously also do not want.
No, Dr. Carol, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I am worried about the batteries because I have two new babies at home. And, you know, a lot of the toys they have, really, they require batteries. So let's say, what if one of my dogs got a hold of a battery and they did puncture it? What's the next step with that?
The next step with that would be to have the number of your local veterinary emergency center, as well as the ASPCA Poison Control Center, posted in a place like on your refrigerator, a very central location where you can pick up the phone and call to make sure that there's a veterinarian there, as well as to receive, you know, any advice that they can perhaps offer.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And a big thing, this is my last two Christmas tree tips. You can anchor your tree, Jill, so that it's very secure with 200-pound invisible fishing line. It works really good to anchor the tree, and you can run the line from the trunk of the tree to a hook in your wall or your ceiling. Also, remember those pine needles. They're really sharp. They can easily penetrate your pet's tongue, paws, intestines. If they swallow them, they can easily lacerate the intestines. So make sure you clean up well, discard any loose needles. And if you've got a pet that's a needle eater, I've got a little tip, a little remedy to deter pets from eating needles. Just take a little spritzer bottle, fill it up 50-50, 50% with red pepper sauce and 50% with water. Mix it up and spritz. Spritz your tree. It won't hurt your tree. The pets don't care for the smell, and the taste, needless to say, is even worse.
I love it, yeah. Dr. Carol. We got to take a quick break. I know every time just absolutely flies when it's with you. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about poisonous plants, and then on the conversation where we left off with any last tips on tree decorating. So everyone hold tight, and we will be right back.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it's only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you were referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. You're spending this time with me, Jill Sullivan, from Project Positive, where we provide extreme renovations for animal rescues in need. I'm going to get back to my conversation with Dr. Carol. We're talking about some really, really neat tips for the holiday season. And Dr. Carol, I want to talk about this last one that you had for Christmas trees, anchoring them. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, especially for those of you with curious kitties around the house. Once you anchor that tree with the 200-pound invisible fishing line, if you want to make sure and avoid all kinds of thorny holiday issues, particularly with your kitty, place a net around your tree. It works like a charm. And remember, particularly you dog owners, that the water in your Christmas tree usually contains not only pine needles, but also fertilizers and preservatives. Ooh. So if your pet goes to drink it, not only will he or she likely get an upset tummy, but stagnant water is a great breeding ground for bacteria. So once again, if your pets drink it, they may, you know, start vomiting and get a little bit of diarrhea. So that's just another no-no with the Christmas tree.
Absolutely. I think those tips, because sometimes we don't even think about changing the water in the bottom of our tree. So that's awesome. Let's move on to something. I will not even bring this certain red plant into my house over the holidays because I've heard so many horrible things about the poinsettia. So please set my mind at ease. Is this something that I can bring into my house to enjoy the holidays?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Jill, keep in mind, first of all, with houseplants, they're usually more of a problem with cats as opposed to dogs. Mm-hmm. And my best tip is just place your plants up high, out of paw reach, or for those of you that are, you know, really extra careful, remember that safe alternatives, artificial flower arrangements, made from silk, are beautiful. Some of them look so great, it's hard to tell that they're not real. Sure. But for the real list, poinsettias are overrated. The worst thing that'll happen is you'll get a little bit of an upset tummy. But I wouldn't hesitate to have poinsettias in your house and enjoy them. They're beautiful.
Okay.
A couple to watch out for. Lilies, very lovely, but the tiger lily, as well as the Asian Japanese show, Stargazer and Casablanca lily, can cause kidney failure in cats. Mistletoe is the one to watch out for. The berries are very, very toxic, and it can actually cause a fatal heart problem in dogs and cats. Okay. So the mistletoe berries you definitely don't want in your house.
Wow.
Hibiscus might cause a little diarrhea, and amaryllis, occasional vomiting and diarrhea. The same thing with English ivy, and holly. The big one is watch out for your lilies, and in particular, stay away from mistletoe berries in the home.
My gosh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
That's not advertised. Everyone knows about the poinsettia, but no one knows about the mistletoe. So everyone, ixnay on the mistletoe. Okay, that's great. So moving forward, another thing that I think a lot of people have to deal with, and I think, you know, really our pets are the ones who have to deal with the most, is traveling during the holiday season. I know my dogs get stressed out if I'm just driving them from point A to point B. So what are some holiday kind of travel tips that you have for us?
Well, first of all, with the holiday season coming up, you need to plan your trip well ahead of time. And if you're planning on taking your pet, again, call ahead and be sure that your pet is welcome at the destination of your choice. This year, there are over 40,000 venues, from hotels and motels to pet parks, ski slopes, all kinds of adventures that you can enjoy with your pet, from the most casual to the most ritzy, literally from the beach to the slopes. Pets that you want to take with you on vacation should be seen at the veterinarian. They should be healthy. Very young animals, those that are pregnant, or the very old animals, especially with chronic disorders, are more than likely best left at home over the holidays. Mm-hmm. For those of you that, if you're planning to travel by car, remember to take a little bit of your pet's regular food and water with you, and plan to make lots of potty stops so that you don't have a problem. For those of you traveling by airlines, remember that PetAirways.com is the first only pets airline. They just fly dogs and cats. No humans are allowed. It's a wonderful service. They fly nonstop to about 20 or 30 different destinations in the country. The price is about $150 on each leg. So for those of you looking to fly your pets first class, that might be something worth checking out.
I've heard of them before. I mean, so this is an airline that, like, just caters to pets. And, I mean, have you heard a lot of positive things about it? I haven't even heard anyone really in my area try it, at least, but I think it's such a great idea.
I think it's wonderful. The airline and their destinations, they're growing by leaps and bounds.
Wow.
The airlines are beautiful. They're fully equipped with the lighted air controlled cabins.
Wow.
They've got carriers made to fit every size, shape, and model of pet you can imagine. And they will treat your pet. They check them at 15-minute intervals during the flight. And they even have a little layover space when they land, or a layover period, so that, you know, the owner, if you're a day late or whatnot, they can still watch your pet for you until you're able to come and pick your pet up. So I think it's great. They offer rewards and pet points and all kinds of great little pet perks. I wouldn't hesitate to check that out. But again, it's winter here in this part of the country. So for those of you thinking of flying by air, remember that when it's very hot, or in this case, very cold, probably not the best time to take a pet. For those of you with brachiocephalic breeds, which are the ones with the pushed-in noses, your boxers, the Lhasa Apso's, your Shih Tzu's, Boston Terriers, etc., they already have a little bit of a respiratory compromise. Putting them in the baggage section is probably not the best idea. And if you're forced to put a pet in the baggage section, you always want to ask if there are any dried flowers on the flight. Those flowers are packed in dry ice, the fumes of which can be very toxic. So you want to do your homework, make sure that you have your health certificate that you need to have signed by your vet within either 10 or 30 days of the date of departure. So you want to do your homework, check, and make sure you have everything laid out. Before you leave, make sure your pet is clean, his or her nails are trimmed, their shots are up to date, and always bring a copy of your pet's records with you, because if something happens, and it always does when you least expect it, having those records with you will help the veterinarian that is trying to help you to make little Fido or Fluffy better.
Oh, wow. That is really interesting about the dry ice. I mean, that's something I've never even heard of before.
Yeah, and for those of you traveling by train, Amtrak, to the best of my knowledge, does not accept pets.
Interesting. Okay, so you're really talking about flying and driving.
Yeah, you want to, you know, there's the car, there's the train, and there's the plane for the three most common routes of travel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about it, you know. And if you've got aggressive dogs, certainly those aren't the dogs, you know, to take with you traveling. If you're going to a hotel or a motel, you know, dogs need to have manners. They need to wait, not knock people down or run through doors. So think carefully, do your homework, make sure pets are allowed where you're going, make sure your pet is not only healthy, but able to enjoy and withstand the trip that you're planning.
Absolutely. And everyone, make sure to go to Dr. Carol's website, drcarol.com, for more information about that. Dr. Carol, if you wouldn't mind hanging around with us for one more segment here, I'd love to talk about pet food tips and maybe some last-minute ingestion tips. So we'll have everyone come right back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Love for the human race, make it a better race.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
People of the world. Welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. You're spending time with me, Jill Sullivan from Project Positive. Project Positive provides extreme renovations for animal rescues in need. Before we get back with Dr. Carol, I want to remind everyone that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. They have over 15 locations in New England and the best selection of high-quality pet food around. They are also one of the main reasons that my organization, Project Positive, can renovate so many animal rescues in need. So please visit them. Not rescue them, but visit them at PetLifeStores.com. We were talking with Dr. Carol before about holiday tips for our pets, and we're going to have her back for one more segment to talk about some pretty important things, holiday pet food tips and medication tips. So, you know, during the holidays, we all have our family come up, friends come up, we have overnight guests who are bringing their, you know, suitcases and bags, and perhaps they're left open, you know, or we have the prime rib on the counter, and all of these sort of hazards for our animals. So let's talk to Dr. Carol about those hazards and some of the tips that she has to keep our dogs safe and cats safe during these times. So thanks for coming back, Dr. Carol. Let's talk about these pet food tips.
Absolutely. First and foremost, use a lot of good common sense. And if you've got a chow hound, don't allow your pet access to all your holiday spreads. So what do you really need to watch out for? Well, alcohol, number one, cause pets to get drunk, weak, depressed, and could go into a coma. Oh. So no vodka for pets.
No.
yeast dough. This is one you might not have heard of. It's a big no-no. Uncooked raw yeast dough. Big problem if your dog decides to eat it. Cats are too smart. But what happens? Once your dog eats the raw dough, it rises in his tummy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, which causes a big painful tummy, bloat, and then vomited. Dogs can get disoriented and depressed. And the breakdown product of rising dough, Jill, is alcohol. Which, again, can cause alcohol. Many cases when the dogs really chow on the dough, you have to have surgical removal. So watch out for the raw dough if you guys are making cookies.
Wow.
Also, tobacco for you smokers out there. Nicotine poisoning. The signs can develop in less than an hour. So keep your dogs and cats away from your tobacco.
Okay. What are some signs of that, Dr. Carol? Same
well,
thing?
Tobacco, signs of nicotine poisoning, excitement, salivation, panting, vomiting, and diarrhea. And then if it progresses, muscles get weak, they start to twitch, they can go into a coma, and even go into cardiac arrest.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So you don't want that.
No.
What about coffee, ground beans, espresso beans? You know, it's the caffeine. Keep the caffeine away from your pets. It increases the heart rate and can cause tremors. So don't give coffee to your pets.
Sure.
And then there's the big thing about grapes and raisins. Nobody seems to know the exact toxic mechanism, but there have been a couple of cases reported of kidney failure in kitties that ate raisins. So don't give raisins to your pets, folks.
Oh, and so I thought that was a big epidemic, actually.
No.
These raisins. I mean, if one falls on the floor, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, my dog can't have raisins.
Yeah. Just, you know, don't make a habit of feeding grapes and raisins to your pets. And again, for all you people looking to give big bones to your pets, remember bones splinter and they can lacerate your pet's intestines. And that's a fact. So don't give your pet bones. And if you've got nervous hyper pets, remember that turkey contains the amino acid tryptophan, which has a calming effect for people and pets. And that's one reason why after we eat, let's say, a big Thanksgiving meal, a lot of us kind of sit on the chair and feel a little bit sleepy. So if you've got a nervous pet, a little bit of turkey might help to calm his or her nerves. And speaking of nerves, the holidays are such a stressful time, both for people and for pets. Trying to keep your pet's routine as constant and normal as possible is a really good thing. Remember that things like Box 5 flower essence, those are natural homeopathic mixtures of flowers. They have no adverse effect of any kind, safe for any and all pets. But if you want to sort of cut the edge, you feel stress coming on, and you want to do it in a safe way, these drops can be given by mouth. They can be added to the food. They can also be rubbed on the hairless pressure points in dogs and cats, which would include the hairless area of the inner ear as well as the groin.
Interesting. Now, where can we get these drops?
Well, you can get them online at retail, as well as on my website, if anybody's going to drcarol.com. And you know that little string that you tie your turkey up with, and then it's got that little pop-up red thermometer?
Yep.
Watch out for the string and watch out for that pop-up thermometer, because they both taste great to dogs and cats, but both of them obviously can cause problems, including an intestinal blockage, which you don't want.
Okay, absolutely. So let's talk about medications.
Okay.
What would be, let's say someone has a headache, they leave the bottle of Advil out. It is childproof, but what if they get a hold of those?
You know, that's a great point. And if you're planning to have holiday guests, which most of us are, remind your guests as well as the people in your home to store their medications safely, and not leave them around with purses open, et cetera. And also around the holidays, remember that many vets have limited office hours. So again, it's a great idea to keep the number of a convenient emergency facility, as well as the number of the animal poison control center in a handy place. And for those of you wondering what that number might be, it's 1-888, the number 4, A-N-I-H-E-L-P. And that translates into 888-426-4435.
Okay.
Now, the medications, remember, one regular strength acetaminophen, in other words, like a 325 milligram Tylenol, can be very dangerous to a cat, let's say, that weighs 5 or 6 pounds. One regular strength ibuprofen, also used for headaches, can cause stomach ulceration in little kitties. So those are serious problems for dogs and cats, and it's very common. So just be smart about your medications and your purses and keep everything tidied up and away, you know, and away from your pets. And that pertains to medications as well as things like antifreeze for your car. So use lots of really good common sense. Remember, don't give pets as a gift. Pets are such a personal decision. They really need to be purchased and chosen by the individual for whom they were meant. But if you're thinking of giving a pet as a gift, you can give a little book, a bowl, a collar, a leash, some little goodies to let them know that that's what you're thinking of. And then you can make the decision when that big day comes, you know, together. And because the holidays are hectic and we're all preoccupied with gifts and guests, etc., remember to spend a little extra time with your dog and your cat, just so they don't feel like maybe they got left out of all the holiday festivities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. And if we're thinking about getting a pet for the holidays, I love the idea of giving that bowl or giving a couple of treats that to say, you know, maybe I am thinking about this and we should, you know, that's something that we should decide together. And also make sure to visit your local animal shelter because there are so many dogs and cats that need a home, especially after the holiday season. So Dr. Carol, thank you so much. I just the best tips out there. I learned so much every single time I talk with you. Everyone, we're going to have Dr. Carol on next week as well. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Dr. Carol, happy holidays to you.
Well, and happy holidays to you and to all the All Paws Pet Talk pet loving listeners.
Thanks so much, Dr. Carol. Everyone, hold tight. We'll be right back.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog gone wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
People of the world, let's get together.
I know.
Let's all make this world a better day.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. You're spending this time with me, Jill Sullivan from Project Positive, the organization that renovates animal rescues in need. So I am back, and I'm back with Joe Barber, and he is the host of Country Joe's Chicken Show. Yes, a chicken show. I'm very excited to hear all about this. So welcome, Joe.
Hey, thank you for having me. This
so
is a lot of fun.
I'm excited. Let's talk about this chicken show. What is this all about?
Well, this is all about people who want to have chickens in their backyard. You know, that's the big craze now is having chickens and getting your own eggs or having, believe it or not, chickens make excellent pets.
Really?
People find, oh, my gosh, I guess so. Especially like silkies and those breed of chickens, they just fall for people. And once you start raising them from baby chicks, they'll follow you around. It's unbelievable. And the nice thing about a chicken is they only eat 4 ounces a day.
Oh, no
of grain. Yeah. So I mean, you know, plus what they peck out of the yard and whatnot. But a chicken can live up to like 15, 20 years if you take care of it.
It's, wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for the price of a pet, you're not going to beat it.
Well, okay, so I have to be honest here. I don't know a thing about chickens. Mm-hmm. Even though I live in New Hampshire, I really do not know anything. So I went and I Googled stuff. I put in amazing chicken facts. And so I have a couple of things that popped up and I was hoping maybe you could tell me if this was true or not. So it says, like other birds and mammals, chickens experience REM sleep, which is associated with dreaming. So apparently chickens dream. And also another one was that they're omnivores. So I'm thinking they're just eating seeds and all of these things, but they're actually eating like worms and there's a whole nother world of chickens that I don't even know about. So what are some amazing things about chickens that I just would be blown away by?
Well, they have about 30 different voice communications with each other. Ah. And once you learn them, it's really funny. You can almost communicate with them and they have a panic call, you know, like when there's a hawk flying or anything. And if you make that noise, they panic.
Really?
And it's a lot of fun. You can have fun with, like I say, like that. And as far as eating, they love things like worms and mealworms, especially like if you had one for a pet, you'd go to like a bait shop and get mealworms that they use for bait. Mm-hmm. And they absolutely love those, but they eat bugs, all kinds of bugs. So if you have bugs in your yard, that's the first thing they're going to go for. Really? So that's a lot of fun. Yeah, that's really a lot of fun there. Other than that, chickens, like I say, the hens don't make any noise. You know, when you think about things like chickens, you know, they say, oh, they're noisy. Well, that's the rooster, not the hen. Uh-huh. And if you can have hens, I know people that have hens right in downtown Atlanta, and their neighbors never even know it.
No.
And they've had them for years.
So people actually have, so you can live, I guess I'm thinking if I wanted to get raised chickens, I'd have to have a lot of land for them to live on.
Nope.
I mean, how do I even get started on something like this?
Well, if you absolutely know nothing about it, what you'd want to do is go to like a Barnes & Noble and get a chicken magazine.
Okay.
And they have those. As a matter of fact, there's one that's called Chickens. And they have another one called Backyard Poultry, and which is made for people who just want one or two or three chickens. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. And in there, there's companies, hatcheries, that'll sell you as few as three chicks. And it's always good to have at least two to three chicks because the chicken, you know, they're a social bird and they don't want to be alone. So if you have two or three chicks and you can even ask the hatchery, they'll sex the chicks for you. So you just get hens most of the time. Once in a while they slip up. But anyway, and the fun part about it. But the fun part about it, they take virtually no room, less room than, something the size of a doghouse with a little fence around it. And if you have a fenced-in backyard, that's about it. It's a real, real easy deal. They're really easy to clean. As a matter of fact, they're a very clean bird, actually, if you help them out. And that's the way it goes. I mean, there's virtually no noise, but the more you fuss with them and play with them and pick them up, the more they want to. So you can pick them up. That's why you see a lot of, I'm trying to think of that movie star that was on 90210 there. Remember, she walks around with a silky hen all the time.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, she does now. You know who I'm talking about. I can't think of the blonde.
Shannon Doherty.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Okay.
Well, she has a silky hen that she walks around with all the time, and they're like babies. Once you pick them up and you carry them around, you spoil them. They just want to be with you.
No. Okay. And that's are fun. You serious? So they want to bond with us?
Yep. Yep. They sure do. They sure do. If you fuss with them every day, they're just like any other, you know, like having a parrot, you know, or anything like that. They associate you with them. And when you go in there, they'll actually, you know, make little noises for you and stuff. And they've got things like hen treats. It's like dog bones, only it's for hens. And they associate that when they see you, you know, they come running to you. So that's the fun part about having chickens. And like I say, a bag of food will last you forever, mm-hmm. And you can feed them your vegetables from the table that you don't eat, the lettuce and the cucumbers and stuff. They love that. So it's truly a lot of.
It sounds like they're actually a lot of fun and really they're really sweet. I know that. Now, are you from the Atlanta area?
No, actually, I originally used to live up near you. I used to live in Vermont. Now I'm in Central Florida. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so
the cold got to me.
That's what I was going to say. It's really cold. I mean, can people who live in New England, can they raise chickens?
Very easily. Yes, very easily. Chickens will fluff up. It's like almost like down. You've heard of goose down. You know how nice and warm that is and the whole thing. Chickens do the same thing. So long as they can roost on something, you have like a little stick. Chickens roost like all birds do. They don't want to be on the ground at night when they sleep. They want to be on a roost. So a small round stick in a shelter doesn't have to be heated. As long as the wind or the draft doesn't get in there, that's all they need. And they'll do just fine in cold weather in New England. Or matter of fact, I was just reading an article about people who have chickens in Alaska and, you know, where it's 30, 40 below zero.
No kidding.
Do just fine. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, they're very versatile. There's some chickens that are more geared for the South and they're just bred that way. Because of the combs on their, you know, the combs on their head. The smaller the comb, the better off they are in the north. Because big, large comb chickens, they're subject to frostbite if they get wet or they get out in the cold.
Wow! It sounds like there's an awful lot of different kinds of chickens. Would you mind if we took a quick break and came back and talked about maybe the different kinds of chickens?
Sure.
Okay, great. All right, everyone, hold tight. We will be right back with Joe and talk about all things chicken.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. Just want to let everyone know that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. Please visit them at petlifestores.com because they're one of the main reasons that Project Positive can renovate so many animal rescues in need. So I'm back with Joe Barber, host of Country Joe's Chicken Show. Make sure to check that out. I know I'm going to. we want to talk about something very interesting. I was telling Joe, I eat eggs every single day, and I've heard that eggs from chickens that you have in your backyard, it tastes totally different than the ones I'm getting at the supermarket. Please tell me that is not true and that I'm eating fresh eggs from the supermarket.
Oh, no, you're not. That's the fun part.
Okay.
an average egg in a supermarket, a big supermarket, are usually 30 to 40 days old by the time you get them. If you stop to think, they come from the chicken farm, they go through to a distributor where they're stored until the big chain grocery store says, hey, we need some eggs. The distributor, you know, ships them to the grocery store, and then the grocery store puts them on the shelf, and then they sit on the shelf for who knows until you go buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And it holds true with the organic eggs. Everybody says, well, I eat organic eggs. Well, it's the same deal. Down here in Florida, I see organic eggs in the supermarket that come from Pennsylvania. Well, you know, there's a long haul there. I mean, you know, because again, they go from the actual chicken farm, the distributor, to the store warehouse, and then into the store. So you're still looking at 30 to 40 days old. And we were talking about how you can check freshness on an egg, and it's fun. Kids will like this too. An egg, the fresher it is, it'll sink. You get a glass of regular tap water. Doesn't have to be hot, cold, just right out of the tap.
Mm-hmm.
And you drop an egg into the clear glass. And if it's a fresh egg, it should sink right to the bottom. And if it's an older egg, it'll start to float, like it may come up off the bottom an inch or so. And why that is because older an egg gets, it develops an air pocket in the end of the egg, and the air pocket gets bigger, and it causes the egg to float. So a real stale egg will float right to the top like a ping pong ball.
Oh my
because
gosh.
There's not much in it. Yeah.
That's
so I mean that's
Joe, I'm telling you, tomorrow morning, I'm just going to be at home putting all the eggs in glasses of water.
And that's how you can tell. I mean that's just a quick test, a quick fun test. You know, every kid in town will be, you know, playing with that when they hear this, you know, because that's and if you want to really do it, just leave an egg out on the counter or something for a while until it gets old, and then put it in water and you watch it float,
there
then throw
go.
It away.
Why not? Absolutely. Okay, so you're telling me too that there is a real difference in taste.
There definitely is, because your chicken, like say you buy a day old chicken, you raise it up, and the first question people say, well, how long before I get eggs? Well, you're gonna wait 24 weeks, 6 months before that chicken starts to lay an egg.
Okay.
And they say a chicken lays an egg every day. Well, that's kind of true. It's usually 24 to 27 hours in between eggs. So it's kind of true they do. Some days it looks like, you know, they don't, but it's pretty steady. And that'll be pretty steady every day for about 2 years, okay? And then they start to taper off. You know, you won't get it every day. You'll get it every second or third day. But while you've got eggs, and especially in the summertime, if you can feed them a lot of greens, you know, like the grass, let them eat the bugs and the whole thing, you'll notice your egg yolk will be a real dark orange. And that's what you want. And an older egg, here's another sign of an older egg when you crack it. If the white part is runny, that is an old egg. That's not
a
fresh
egg. What do you mean if the white part is runny?
Yeah, you know, like it runs like water. You know, when you put it, you know, when you crack it open, you put it in your frying pan or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like runny. It shouldn't. It should kind of all stick together. And that's a fresh egg.
They always do that. Okay. They really do. Actually, I just had an egg this morning, and I actually was looking at it. I'm thinking, wow, that really just ran out of the egg like water.
Yes, that's an older egg.
Okay.
That's what happens. So, yeah, well, like I say, going back to the other thing, you know, by the time you get an egg, it's 30 to 40 days old. How long do you have a dozen eggs in your refrigerator? You know, there's another week or two. Yeah. So you see, it just, yeah. So a fresh egg is definitely, you can taste the difference, see the difference, the whole thing. And it's something that you did, you know, it's just a whole different thing. And if you want to bring it a step further, is you can buy, it costs a little bit more, you buy your organic feed. Now you're into 100% organic egg. You know, there's no GMOs in the food, which, you know, the whole thing. And we talk, you talk about GMOs. That's a big thing now, how the soybeans and the corn has all been altered and whatnot, which is true. And I try not to feed that to my chickens at all. And that's why I have nice, fresh eggs. And I get people that buy my eggs here because I've got a lot of chickens.
Yeah. And how many people, do you have, people can, Joe?
Well, during my peak time, I'll have around 1,000 hens.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's and right now, I'm down to about half that right now. Mm-hmm. But I've got a bunch. That's another fun thing, too. You can incubate your own eggs. You can buy incubators for really cheap, short money, and you can incubate your own fertile eggs. If you can find somebody who has a rooster and a hen, you go out to a farm and you bring them home. 21 days, you got your own baby chicken if you want to watch it.
You're kidding. Yeah. And you're saying that they can live to be 15 years old, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you take care of them. Yeah, there's a I was reading somewhere there's a record there. Somebody had one that was almost 20 years old. But, you know, they kept it, you know, they pamper them.
Oh,
the
spoil,
more you
yeah.
pamper them, yeah. And yeah, so I mean, it's as far as a pet value, you're not going to beat that. 4 ounces of food a day, plus what he eats out in the yard, and your table scraps. I mean, your salads and, you know, what's left over from your salads and whatnot.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it's a real easy to keep pet, fun. They love to be held if you want to hold them and carry them around. They'll follow you around the yard like
a
dog.
That's so sweet. Oh my gosh, that's yeah. so sweet. Well, all right, let's talk about your chicken show. So when and where can people start listening to that? Where can they tune in?
Well, they can tune in to, you know, www.countryjoeschickenshow.com, and that streams 24/7, and it's also on iTunes now. Don's
cool.
Got me on iTunes, so they can listen to me on iTunes.
Okay, awesome. You know what? I'm really going to listen to your show. I'm fascinated by all things chicken. I have to admit. And I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm definitely going to test out my eggs at home. Joe, thank you so much for being here today. Everyone, please check out Joe's show, Country Joe's Chicken Show, on BBS Radio and at countryjoeschickenshow.com and on iTunes. Joe, I hope to talk to you again. Thanks so much for being here.
Anytime. Just great. Give me a holler.
Great. Thanks, everyone. Everyone have a great holiday, and we will see you next week.